Section 96. Revelation given to Joseph Smith the prophet showing the order of the city or stake of Zion at Kirtland, Ohio, June 4, 1833, as an example to the saints in Kirtland. The occasion was a conference of high priests, and the chief subject of consideration was the disposal of certain lands known as the French Farm, possessed by the church near Kirtland. Since the conference could not agree who should take charge of the farm, all agreed to inquire of the Lord concerning the matter. 1. The Kirtland stake of Zion is to be made strong. 2-5. The bishop is to divide the inheritances for the saints. 6-9. John Johnson is to be a member of the United Order.
Behold, I say unto you, here is wisdom, whereby ye may know how to act concerning this matter. For it is expedient in me that this stake that I have set for the strength of Zion should be made strong. Therefore, let my servant Newell K. Whitney take charge of the place which is named among you, upon which I design to build mine holy house. And again, let it be divided into lots, according to wisdom, for the benefit of those who seek inheritances, as it shall be determined in council among you. Therefore, take heed that ye see to this matter, and that portion that is necessary to benefit mine order, for the purpose of bringing forth my word to the children of men. For behold, verily I say unto you, this is the most expedient in me, that my word should go forth unto the children of men, for the purpose of subduing the hearts of the children of men for your good. Even so, amen. And again, verily I say unto you, it is wisdom and expedient in me that my servant John Johnson, whose offering I have accepted, and whose prayers I have heard, unto whom I give a promise of eternal life, inasmuch as he keepeth my commandments from henceforth. For he is a descendant of Joseph, and a partaker of the blessings of the promise made unto his fathers. Verily I say unto you, it is expedient in me that he should become a member of the order, that he may assist in bringing forth my word unto the children of men. Therefore ye shall ordain him unto this blessing, and he shall seek diligently to take away encumbrances that are upon the house named among you, that he may dwell therein. Even so, amen.